Girl and a Gun there by Albertine, British band, been playing that a little bit here on KX93.5. And I'm pretty stoked, actually, I think that's the word, to be speaking to Aid Berry, who's in... Where are you, Aid?
Right now, I'm in North London, in Highgate, in the UK.
My wife lived in Crouch End.
Oh, really? Oh, a hop and a skip.
Yeah,
actually, from here. So yeah, it's a... Or Cruchons, as it's known. So.
You know what? I don't think she actually did. I think she lived in Highgate, and she just says it was Crouch End.
Well, I don't know. It's like, it depends if you want to be cool or if you want to be a bit posh. I don't know. But it's
Which is cooler, Highgate?
No, Crouch End, definitely.
Is it? And Highgate's posher?
No, I mean, Highgate's kind of... it's full of celebrities, and Crouch End is full of... Also celebrities. People like... how many English... listeners you get over there, but people like Catelyn Moran and Lauren Laverne and people like that, they all live in Crouch End as well, so you get your...
Right, these are Six Music DJs, absolutely. Now, you're kind of you guys are a darling of Six Music a little bit, which I think of Six Music as our sort of spiritual cousins, because they play the kind of music that we like on our station.
Yeah, and I've noticed that, there's a bit of synergy there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how did you get that to connect? How did you wind up on Six Music?
Thinking back, I mean, we got picked up by Tejinder Singh from Corner Shop, who, you know, I think out in the States people know Brimful of Asher. He approached us because he heard the track Girl and a Gun, which was before we'd actually released it, and we just sent him a demo because I'd known Tejinder a few years. He got us to re-record it, he then decided to remix it again for this thing called the Singles Club, and it basically was a digital. You subscribed and got six singles for $10 or whatever. And we were the last ever single in the Singles Club. Corner Shop and Albertine's Girl and a Gun. So it was really exciting for us because we'd been massive fans of Corner Shop for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So it was great to be kind of associated with that.
Yeah, tremendous. And tremendous to be championed by a station like BBC Six too, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, sorry, and you asked the question about BBC Six.
Yeah.
Right. After that, Tom Robinson basically picked up on the track, and he became a really big supporter of the band. So,
well, you know, people that listen to this station, well, they know who Tom Robinson is, because every time there's some sort of desperate homophobic story in the news, I play Glad to Be Gay.
You know, and the interesting thing is that I was at Glastonbury, not last year, the year before, and he was hosting the BBC Six session tent, and there was some technical problems, so he just got up and played Glad to Be Gay, and everybody knew it, like, you know, 12-year-old, it's really quite moving to watch, like, 12-year-old kids singing Sing If You're Glad to Be Gay, and, you know, old punks and stuff.
Illegal now. What more are they after? Tell them. Say to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy.
Tom Robinson there, and the old favourite, Sing If You're Glad To Be Gay, on KX93.5, Laguna Beach, California's only FM radio station. Tom Robinson, musician, civil rights activist, and now DJ on BBC's Radio 6 in the UK, and a champion of new music, including today's guest, Adrian Berry of Albertine. So what's going on, Aid? What's happening for you in the near future?
We've got a new record coming out, which has been produced by Mike Bennett, who did our first album, Metal Book, and it's called Miss World, and it's, I wouldn't call it a concept album, but a lot of the songs are based around a lot of visits the band made to the southeast coast of England and places like these forgotten seaside towns like Margate and Hastings and all these places and all the histories around it. Mod riots of the 1960s in Margate, and it led to these very kind of brutal and romantic songs, which became an album called Miss World. And the album's title is based around the fact that the very first competition of beauty queens, Miss World, was held in the southeast Kent town of Folkestone in England. And then many years later, it was subverted by the sort of the queer activists, Derek Jarman, and they did the alternative Miss World, which was also made into a film. There's a lot of similarities between, you know, that this is not just exclusive to England, this is something which is shared, you know, possibly the world over, about, you know, coastal towns, this kind of dream of beaches and sun, but, you know, what happens in the winter, what happens when the tourists leave these towns, you know, and that, so it became kind of a bit of a universal sort of theme. I think it's, I don't think it's so peculiarly British, but I think this album has got a very, very English feel to it.
That thing about the coastal towns, they have to sort of reinvent themselves, don't they? But there's something very dreamy about coastal towns in the winter. You know, Coney Island has sort of fallen apart here in New York.
It's romantic, isn't it?
It is romantic, yeah.
Yeah. And it's great. I think the thing is that if you live there all the time, I don't know if the rope is always there. I don't know. I've never lived. I'm from a little Midlands mining town, so I don't know. And it's been winter in a mining town in Nottinghamshire was never romantic. interesting, when I look back on it, you know, you can see it with kind of rose-tinted glasses. You know?
No, it seems, it's to me, sitting in Laguna Beach in the fog, and we love it here in the winter because it's, you know, the tourists have all gone home and we can actually get to the supermarket. But it does sound quite romantic to me. Britain, as long as you're wrapped up warm and you've got your gloves on, the architecture and the history is so beautiful.
You're an Englishman abroad. There you go.
Yeah, I can't help it. It's KX93.5. I'm talking to Aid Berry from the band Albertine. Aid, when's the new album coming out and the single?
We're releasing the record on May. Ooh, I need to get this right. May the 25th. And doing a load of gigs along the coast in some very interesting and very alternative venues as well. So that's what we're doing. We've just actually pushed everything back for by a month. So the single's out on May the 18th, French Connection, and the album Miss World May 25th. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a world premiere because I've got a copy of it. Can I play it?
You can. It's like our PR company were going, no, but it was like, well, you know, Laguna deserves it, you know. So.
There you go.
Go ahead.
There you go. You've ingratiated yourself on the town already. So anytime you're out here, you'll be looked after. You get the keys to the city.
Well, I love that coast. So it'd be nice.
Well, it'd be lovely to see you, Aid Berry from Albertine. So nice to talk to you. And I'm going to play a French Connection now. The single from the forthcoming record by Albertine. You're listening to KX93.5. Thanks very much, Aid.
Thanks a lot. Great speaking to you.
The Bon Marché in Folkestone. In fake Hermes, we fall into the sea. Rising in the rippling liquid rapture. Arab user at the garden door.
stationary box, use the car. Hand in hand they smile.